In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're back with BetQL's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by Odyssey and the BetQL Network. Download the BetQL app today. Here's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley.
One more reminder. Maybe we'll give you another one over the course of this final segment here on the show. That if you like what you've heard, if you like the Wagertainment, follow me on Twitter, at the Costos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S. Follow Ken Barkley on Twitter, your favorite handicapper's favorite handicapper, at Lockie Lockerson. The show is on Twitter, at You Better You Bet. And you can subscribe to You Better You Bet, which runs, we're on weekdays 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern in what we call the hashtag plethora of places. We don't have a ton of time, so I'm not going to read them all off, but You Bet, wherever you find your podcasts, subscribe to You Better You Bet, and you will get all this great sports betting content, all the Wagertainment daily, which is, I think, is pretty awesome. The show brought to you by the Bet River Sportsbook. We'll tell you more about them momentarily. We'll get to the best bets momentarily, Prop King, and then side and totals. But Ken, let's quickly touch on, if the Kansas City Chiefs win tonight, also like if the Steelers win as well, but Kansas City winning is a lot more likely, obviously, close to a two-touchdown favorite. If the Chiefs win tonight, then we will get a divisional round next weekend in the AFC of Tennessee, the number one seed, hosting Joe Burrow and the Bengals, and then a rematch of the AFC Championship game from last year, and what will probably be the AFC Championship game this year, even though it's played in the divisional round, with Kansas City hosting Buffalo. We've got some early look-aheads, Ken. So for the people out there that don't want to wait until we're on the air tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern on a Magnificent Football Monday to break down the betting markets, have you seen these look-aheads? And what are your thoughts on what we might see in bets that you might be inclined to make?
You've told me about one of them, but before I know about them, it might even bias what I would say. Let me tell you, I can tell you what my numbers I think are going to be about in those games. The easier one to do is Buffalo at Kansas City. These teams played in the regular season. They played in the AFC championship game. Excuse me, must be the last segment last season. And Kansas City was basically viewed as slightly better than Buffalo, and they're playing at home, so it was about 2.5-3 in both of their meetings. I would not expect anything different. If it were to be different, it would probably be an overreact. Like if Kansas City struggled a lot today to beat Pittsburgh and we have Buffalo's data point from last night, maybe it's 2.5 instead of 3. Maybe it's 1.5 instead of 2.5. Maybe that's like the type of adjustment that we're saying. But Kansas City by a little bit, I think almost has to be the number. And if it's around the key number of 3, it's an interesting discussion about what to bet one way or the other, because then obviously you start gaining something by betting Buffalo in the game. So I think that's where that market's going to live, around there. The other market of Cincinnati at Tennessee, I think, is very interesting because if these teams played in the regular season when Tennessee did not have all of their players a lot of the time and didn't have Derrick Henry, I would actually have Cincinnati pick or a very, very, very small favorite. But there is an avalanche of terrible situational stuff going on in this game, all against the Bengals. So you have Tennessee having the week off. You have Cincinnati obviously traveling after playing a playoff game. And let's remember all of the players who got hurt for Cincinnati yesterday on their defensive line, especially. We have no frame of reference for who is going to be available for Cincinnati.
And their best pass rusher, Trey Hendrickson, concussion. Yes. I mean, we'll see. He may play in the game. But
right, but we just don't know. Right.
And hear me out. It stands to reason that you'd like to have healthy defensive linemen going up against Derrick Henry when he's back in the lineup, likely for Tennessee.
They could be walking into a miserable situation, and I think a lot of people who are going to bet early in the market know that. And I honestly think, knowing what we know, and Tennessee's week off should be valued very highly, in divisional games, the team that has the week off is generally very inflated in terms of the point spread. So I mentioned
we'll see that with the Packers next week in the NFC as
100%. Well. 100%. And they're getting a lot of players back. Bakhtiari, Jair Alexander, that's been talked about already this
Randall
week.
Cobb.
You're gonna see that in both these games. So if it's pick minus one for Cincinnati on like week 10, if they had played and Derrick Henry wasn't playing, Tennessee has a week off, Henry's back, Cincinnati has 900 players injured. If this is less than Tennessee minus three, it's a mistake. Like it's a giant mistake if it's less than Tennessee minus three, just based on all of those factors. And I think where the number is likely to go. That's just my opinion. I'm not saying that's going to happen. I'm saying that's the approach that I'm bringing into this week. Tennessee has to be at least three in the game.
I agree. I saw a look ahead of 2.5, Tennessee minus 2.5. Now, that does not mean that's what the number is going to be when it opens. It could be something right. different. But can you
and I where it's going to get bet immediately. Because these, yes. I mean, again, for people who don't follow this stuff, like the openers can be very soft sometimes in just places that open at low limits, you know, like right, like basically tonight, basically, once the games are over and we know the matchups for the AFC game, once the Kansas
in layman terms, you can bet a lot more later in the week than you can at the
correct. Table. Yeah, you might only be able to bet like $500 and you can bet, you know, infinity basically on game day if you have the right outs. So like at these small numbers, the numbers might not be very good and they're going to move like really fast if they're wrong. Basically, this is a game where I could see movement right when the number opens because of the difference between what a regular season point spread projection would be and what kind of this number should be with Tennessee having the week off, Henry back, and Cincinnati essentially, you know, possibly having a terrible injury report coming into the game.
We will we'll talk about this, of course, on the Monday edition of You Better You Bet. If the number's Buffalo plus three, I feel like that's a bet I'm going to be interested in making. Not definitely going to make it. Let's see how the game plays out. Kansas City still has to win the game tonight, which they're expected to do. But we'll talk about that more on the Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet. Again, if you want that in your podcast inbox, you bet wherever you find your podcast to subscribe to the show. And with that, let's get to our best bet. Side total, the prop king going to make an appearance. But before we begin the best bets, we need our guy, Tyler B, not to be confused with Tyler M, Tyler B, to kindly drop the dope-ass beat. All right, bets are coming up in a second, but we need to tell you about our show sponsor over at Bet Rivers, because the NFL playoffs are here. You can enjoy the action more than ever with Bet Rivers, your football betting powerhouse all season long, with special promotions and great odds on all the playoff games. You can also create your ideal bet by combining multiple plays from the same game into a single wager with Bet Rivers' same game parlay feature. Ken and I did that on the show, Phenomenal Football Friday. People can go back and check that out if you'd like the same game parlays for today. Bet Rivers always adding new same game parlay props for you to choose from. So give it a try and see if you can hit it big. And if you're new to Bet Rivers, they'll match your first deposit up to $250. Just use the code 250MATCH when you sign up. That's 250MATCH. So make the most out of Wild Card Weekend by downloading the Bet Rivers app, checking out BetRivers.com so you can start betting with a winner. The real ones know that winner is the Bet Rivers Sportsbook. The real ones also know that Bet Rivers is there. Hometown Sportsbook. Got to be 21, playable in states where Bet Rivers is licensed. If you have a gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER. Playable in New Jersey and Ken Barkley's home state of Connecticut as Play Sugar House. So the real ones know about bet winners. The real ones also want five-star plays courtesy of BetQL. Today in the National Football League postseason, Super Wild Card Sunday, BetQL rolling with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, -7, -7.5. Five-star play for Tampa against the Philadelphia Eagles. BetQL.com, BetQL app, promo code KOSTOS, KOSTOS, gets you 20% off any subscription at checkout. Okay, best bets time, Ken. Side and total, and then the prop king will make his royal appearance. Eagles and Bucks up first. The number at Bet Rivers is 7.5. There are sevens everywhere that I look. I see 7.5 here, though. So Tampa -7, -7.5. Total 47. Bucks and Eagles, what do you got?
7 -15 is available in a bunch of places. I think 7 -110 is like imminent in the next, you know, hour basically before kickoff. A 7, I like Tampa in the game. That's actually,
I bet 7-15 during
game.
The break. So yep. I
think
I'm in.
7 -10, I think 7 -15 is fine too. Bet on Tampa in the game. My number in the game, I mean, before we consider all of the things we talked about earlier in the show, is more like 8. And that's before we consider Jalen Hurts' first career playoff stuff at the start on the road against Brady, Josh Sweat not playing for the Eagles in the game, the weather not being as bad. Tampa in the game for me. If you only have access to a 7.5, like a tease with Kansas City is okay. I have a monster teaser I want to do in a couple minutes as well. But Tampa at 7, that would be a bet for me. Nothing on the total.
If I had to bet the total, I would bet the over. And I'm on Tampa -7 as well. And like Ken said, I have a Bucks Chiefs teaser from way earlier in the week, like Ken does as well. That's Tampa Bay and Philadelphia. Let's go to the main event, the crown jewel of Super Wild Card Weekend. And that is the Cowboys, 3-point favorites, 3.5-point favorites in between that number against San Fran. Total up to 51.
We talked about this game a ton earlier, so I won't belabor the point. At 3 or 3 minus 15, I do like Dallas in the game a little bit. My number a little bit more than that. I think 3.5, 4 makes more sense. I think the Niners are alive in the game, obviously. I think they could be turning into something different, but I just think the number is a little short. I like Dallas.
I'm on Dallas -3 as well. If you like San Francisco, see if you can get a 3.5. You'd much rather have that than 3. And if you like Dallas, your buy point needs to be -3, not -3.5. Ken, it's a nasty showdown on Sunday Night Football between the Chiefs and the Steelers. Kansas City, a 12.5 point favorite. The total is 46.5 in what could be Ben Roethlisberger's final game.
Yeah, I, instead of betting this game, which I don't really want to do, I have a monster teaser that just involves today's games. Would you like to hear it here real quick?
Yes, and for people that don't know, this is a 4-team, 13-point teaser that you have to pay, like a decent-sized vague in order to bet. It is very fun. We are not suggesting putting a lot of money on it, but it is a very fun bet.
Yeah, so first leg will be Chiefs basically to win this game. You get them down to 0.5. Also, the under in this game, -59.5. I'm also teasing Tampa through 0 and getting them +5.5 in this game. And then for the final leg, I'm going to play actually the over in San Francisco-Dallas rather than try to hem and haw about which side I want to play. So just a fun, like if people have access to the 13-point teaser. I don't have a bet on Chiefs-Steelers. Just a fun bet for today. Kind of sweat the entire day. Not something that's plus EV, obviously.
I would bet the Steelers at 13. Otherwise, no play for me side in total with KC and Pittsburgh. And with that, it is Prop King time.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Kostos.
That's me.
All hail King Kostos.
Still me.
All hail King Kostos.
You're damn right. All right, we don't have a ton of time, so we will dispense with thy royal pleasantries. The props for today. Rob Gronkowski, the numbers, it keeps moving up. 61.5 receiving yards, I think, is good. Gave it out on Friday at a lesser number. That's fine. 61.5 receiving yards over for Rob Gronkowski. Mike Evans' receiving yards prop is 55.5. If the wind's not going to be terrible, I don't care if it's Darius Slay on him. Mike Evans over. Devontae Smith, if the weather's not going to be bad, kind of like that as well. I feel like that's a borderline play for the prop king, Devontae Smith. Anytime touchdown props in this game. Gio Bernard, +250 anytime touchdown. Kenneth Gainwell, +1,300 anytime touchdown. I don't hate Tyler Johnson as well, +270 anytime touchdown props for the Niners and the Cowboys. George Kittle, not been great statistically the last couple of weeks, even though he's awesome. The number is just too low. I'm going to play over George Kittle, 50.5 receiving yards. Anytime touchdowns with the Niners and the Cowboys. Juwan Jennings scored 2 touchdowns last week for San Francisco in the comeback effort against the Rams. Juwan Jennings, +310, anytime touchdown. And Blake Jarwin back for the Dallas Cowboys, their number 2 tight end. What if he gets a red zone target, an end zone target, and it's not Dalton Schultz? We hope to capitalize pizza or beer money on Blake Jarwin, +750. Anytime touchdown to the Chiefs and the Steelers. Darrell Williams, over 55.5 rushing yards. Byron Pringle, over 29.5 receiving yards. Don't hate Tyreek Hill, over 70.5 receiving yards. What if Najee Harris gets hurt or gets subbed out near the goal line? Benny Snell, +1,400 anytime touchdown. And let's capitalize on potential uncertainty with the Chiefs running back group and play the running back at the longest odds to score a touchdown. Jerick McKinnon, +525 anytime touchdown to wrap up the props for Kansas City and Pittsburgh. Ken, fun show today, my friends. I will talk to you on a magnificent football Monday for 4 hours of wagertainment.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.